Hi there, you're listening to me, where my thoughts are spoken and my words are open. I apologise if you've heard this before, because I accidentally went over the time limit I didn't realise. I apologise for a really weird, obscure noise. That is my dog choking to death, I think. She'll be fine, she'll live. Anyway, so, what I wanted to talk about. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed for being dyslexic. That was the sort of time where I was coming out of college and going into university. So in order to help me with my studies, I was given all this free stuff, all this really cool stuff. I got a laptop, printer, scanner, photocopier, dictaphone, and the optional note taker if I wanted, and all this stuff to help me, and it was pretty neat. I didn't use it all, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. I remember when we were trying to sort everything out, one of the people who I had to speak to in order to get these dyslexic grants said how amazing it was for someone like me, someone as dyslexic as I was. I'm not heavily dyslexic, but I am quite dyslexic. Someone as dyslexic as me to have coped throughout the years during primary school on learning how to read and write, on growing up as the homework got harder, and during GCSE years and key stage levels even. Yeah. And when I asked my mum back then about why I wasn't diagnosed earlier, she said that it was because she didn't want me to be alienated at school. You know, as soon as you get a title, as soon as you come out as being gay, or you're known to have a disability or learning difficulty, some people tend to think that that makes you different, and they won't want to hang out with you as such, because everyone wants to be in the in crowd, and that sort of thing. And that's fine, I can cope with that, that's absolutely fine. My main pointer is that had I have been titled, during the times where I went into the room for people with learning difficulties, there were always things on the wall, especially about dyslexia or dyspraxia, and we say, oh, as soon as I found out, so much weight lifted off me. I had a reason for being stupid. Like, now I know it's not me, it's actually something wrong with me. And I want to know, is that entirely a good thing? I mean, for people who have had so much problems and then getting this help, it must be fantastic and a really big weight off their mind. But for me, I just found it very annoying. I mean, it didn't even annoy me, it was a very impassive thing. It didn't change the way I studied. It didn't help me with my study. And just the fact that I had a title very much meant that I could use it as an excuse, a pass card, especially in my social activities with friends. If I didn't understand something and they got frustrated over the fact that I couldn't understand it, I said, well, how could I change it? I'm dyslexic. It's a lot harder for me to understand things. And yeah, that sounds more like an excuse to me than I want to know if being titled as dyslexic or having a disability is really all that great. Because for me, I don't think I've actually changed the way I am. And it's not about changing, it's just helping, and I don't think it's helped me either. It just makes me feel like I just have a stupid pass card to say, I'm stupid, forgive me. I just wanted to know what you all thought. And please, if you do have any thoughts on it, leave something in the comments below, whether this is on Facebook, Twitter, or Audioboo itself. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I probably haven't explained this well. I'm doing my best. I'm dyslexic. There you go. My example is made. Talk soon.